The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
I keep hearing on the press, Biden's going to raise your taxes.
A lot of this feels like it's more about control than science. If the vaccine works, why do we still have to wear masks outdoors?
What I see all across the country is dramatic enthusiasm for the Republican Party. The country is rejecting socialism, and that's why we're going to win the House back next year.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Over the years, I have engaged in a lot of important conversations on this show about race. And certainly after George Floyd's death, the nation was sort of thrust into a real effort to do some soul searching, to talk about race in America. I remember years ago a caller who argued with me that black people are incapable of racism, that blacks can only be victims of racism. They can't be the perpetrators of racism. And I was so confused by that, and I think I still am. But when it comes to the issue of race in America, we have sort of turned into almost an unrecognizable entity where it feels like the inmates are running the asylum. It turns out that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon has admitted and confirmed that they're going to release and not prosecute most of the Portland riot suspects. Between May 27th and October 7th, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Oregon filed federal charges against 97 people connected to the Portland riots. Now, you have to understand something. If you live near Portland or Seattle, these are hardcore bad actors. This is bad stuff. You've seen it in Minneapolis, too. I mean, it's really been all over the country. George Floyd's death sparked a kind of violence and unrest that the left sometimes feebly tries to deny even happened. Hundreds of millions of dollars of damage in Minneapolis alone. Anybody live in Minneapolis, St. Paul, want to describe George Floyd Square today? All this time after George Floyd's death, the conviction of Derek Chauvin, you want to know what George Floyd's square or whatever they're calling it looks like now? It's like a burned out shell. Now listen to this. Of the 97 people, federal charges filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Portland, Oregon, where some of the worst of the worst rioting and violence occurred. Since then, 58 of those cases have either been dismissed outright or are on track for dismissal through a deferred resolution agreement. 32 cases are still pending, with most likely to end in dismissal, according to sources. In other words, if you rioted, if you burned down buildings, if you committed acts of violence and destruction in the name of social justice, the Democrat leadership of a liberal blue state like Oregon, they're not even going to prosecute you. You get away with it. Happens in New York all the time. There's a revolving door all the time in New York. How about a man that was accused of a campaign of vandalism targeting synagogues in New York at a Jewish community center and was initially ordered jailed for what he did. He was released without bail. 29-year-old Jordan Burnett was ordered held on a $20,000 bail by Bronx criminal court judge Louis Knock Sunday night. The judge said, listen, forget this, the state's bail reform laws. That's the big thing for progressives. No bail for people who, oh, I don't know, try to burn down synagogues or attack people. No, no bail. This guy broke glass during the burglary, which classifies the crime as a violent felony. Later Sunday night, another judge in the Bronx, a progressive evidently named Tara Collins, reversed course and ordered the guy released without bail. Because that's the way the Democrats roll. You don't want to hold people committing acts of violence against other people because of their ethnicity or their religion or their skin color. You don't want to hold them in jail. That's bail reform, baby. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Dov Hykind, who's a great activist and a terrific, terrific voice of reason and common sense in the New York area. I want you to hear all about this case and all about the anti-Semitism that has been going on in New York. How about Asians being targeted, largely by African Americans, in crimes happening in places like New York? And then there's the lady who went viral for all the wrong reasons. A video that was sent out by Bill Malusian, a Fox News Channel correspondent and a Los Angeles-based reporter. A woman was pulled over in San Dimas, California, Los Angeles County. Traffic violation. Thankfully, the officer had a body cam, and it was rolling. Now, he only had a body cam because he wants protection against people who are going to make unfair complaints against him. This woman's actions are so horrifying. And it's another validation of how calm and professional and composed police officers are. Because how this guy didn't lose his cool is beyond me. It's infuriating to watch. And then even more infuriating is this woman evidently has a history of doing this, and she filed a complaint about the officer after the encounter, which you're going to hear in its entirety. It's only about 2 minutes long. And then the question becomes, is this woman's identity going to be revealed since she was bragging that she's a teacher and berating this guy for being a Mexican? Wait till you hear this exchange. And you can watch it as well if you're watching the show online at MikeOnline.com. We got a lot coming up this hour. Also, speaking of race, I had a terrific conversation with somebody I admire greatly, Shelby Steele. A little bit of our conversation coming up here on the Mike Gallagher Show for a Tuesday. Here's our number, 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. In the ReliefFactor.com studio.
Use Smile Amazon and support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. Support the blue.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
This is tough to listen to and tough to watch as a police officer in Los Angeles County pulls a woman over. It was all caught on his body cam, and reporter Bill Malugan from Fox News released it. This is the entire exchange. It's about two and a half minutes. There's an edit because they bring over a supervisor at her demand. This is an unbelievably horrific rant, and, you know, it's worth noting that evidently the police officer is Hispanic. The motorist, the woman, is black. Listen to this exchange as we talk about race together and racial relations in America.
You know why I'm being harassed today? Because I was going under the speed limit. I was going at 38.
Yes, you are, ma'am. Good morning.
Which is, and the speed limit is 40, and I was going 38, so why are you harassing me?
You are correct. I pulled you over because
You're a murderer. Because yes, I started to record because
you can't
you're a murderer.
You can't be on your cell phone while you're driving.
I wasn't on my phone. I was recording you because you scared
me. You can't use your cell phone while you're recording.
I can record you.
May I have your driver's license?
It's at my apartment.
What's your apartment?
It's at my home. I'm just taking my son to his.
Do you have Do you have your driver's license?
I mistakenly left it at home.
Do you have a picture of your driver's license?
Yes, I do.
May I have it?
And can you call your supervisor, please?
I already did. He's on his way.
Good, because you're a murderer.
Okay.
And so you're giving me a cell phone ticket? Is that why you're harassing me?
Not harassment. Yeah. I am enforcing the law.
I have a right to and record the police when they're harassing me.
By all means, but you can't do it while you're driving.
Doesn't texting or none of that.
Do you have that picture?
You scared me and made me think you were going to murder me.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Well, that's not just a feeling. You're a murderer.
Okay. Can you zoom in on that for me,
Sure.
Dear? Thank you.
And I'm perfectly legal, and I'm a teacher.
Congratulations.
You're a murderer.
What's your last name? I can't see that there.
Well,
if
here you
stop,
go, murderer.
Stop shaking. Zoom in on that for me.
No, because you're scaring me. You're threatening to kill me and my son. Can you give me
okay.
the
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You keep smiling.
Yeah,
you're on camera.
You're trying to threaten to kill me.
I didn't say that.
You're the one who's crazy.
Hold that still. I can't see that. Is this your car?
Yes, it is. You're trying to say I stole my own car because you're jealous?
Yeah,
is that what
I don't
that's
think
about?
So. You wait for me right here, okay?
You're jealous.
Citation. All you need to do is your signature. He's only citing you for using your cell phone while you're driving. That's it.
There you go, ma'am. Sign inside the red box right there.
For him being a Mexican racist. What is that name? Gasso.
It's on the citation, ma'am.
Here you go, Mexican racist. You're always going to be a Mexican. You'll never be white. You know that, right? You'll never be white, which is what you really want to be.
There you go, dear. Have a good day.
You want to be white so bad.
You want to be white so bad. Now, incidentally, I've read that she's white. I've read that she's black. The last report I saw is that she's African-American. But on the other hand, it sounds like something a racist white person would say to a Mexican, as she put it, telling a Hispanic police officer, you know you're never going to be white, right? You're a Mexican. You're a murderer. I mean, that I get so angry at that exchange for so many levels. First of all, apparently her kid was in the car. What do you think her kid's going to be like? What do you think that child is going to be like as that child grows up? I'm a teacher. Really? What do you teach? And I am praying that her identity is revealed. Here's what Bill Malugan said last night on Fox News about her identity, because strangely, he knows who she is, but he has so far chosen not to reveal her identity.
Not the nicest lady right there. Now, Fox News has learned the name of this woman, but at this time, we are not going to identify her because we've reached out to her multiple times. Still have not gotten a comment from her. I did talk to LA County Sheriff Alex Villanueva about this. He told me he was appalled by what he saw in that video there, but he commended his deputy for staying very professional and just doing his job and remaining calm. Take a listen.
She claims to be a teacher, and I understand if it's Southwest College where she's teaching, I'm not too sure where, but if she represents her profession, is that an indictment on the on her profession and the caliber of people? Because you have one incident like George Floyd, a murder, all right, but some people want to label the entire profession as if everyone was a Derek Chauvin. And this shows you that bigotry, racism comes in all colors and all ages, and proof of that right there. If you want to call all of the deputies murderers, unfortunately, you're doing the exact same thing which you're accusing other people of doing against your own kind.
I mean, it's even hard to find the words. I hope you'll join me and give me your reaction to this, because first of all, I can't get over how calm and restrained that police officer was. Did you notice how he kept saying, may I have your license? Like any lunatic thinks they can go driving around with a phone, with a cell phone camera. But see, here's the point. There are people around us who think the way she does. There are people who we're working with, interacting with, living with, who think that's okay. That they get it. You're a murderer. A murderer? I guess she's talking about Derek Chauvin. And because of Derek Chauvin's horrific actions, every police officer is condemned by a woman like her? I am so infuriated by this. But I, again, honor police officers as we do every day on this show. It's why we spend so much time trying to help police officer families and law enforcement and first responders with our First Responders Bible through Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund, gallaghersheroes.org. Who would want to be a police officer? How'd you like to go to work and deal with that awful human being behind the wheel of a car? Race in America. I'm going to talk with Shelby Steele as well, but I want your reaction first to what you just heard. 1-800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. One open line.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I am smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
I am a New Yorker.
Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
Don't play me as a fool.
Did you ever once think about that?
I am smart.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
That was good work on Eric Hansen's part. Cuomo yesterday with his goofy press conference. I'm smart. I'm smart. And we immediately thought, well, we know who that sounds like.
I am smart.
I can handle things. I'm smart.
I am a New Yorker.
Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want respect.
Don't play me as a fool.
Did you ever once think about that?
I am smart.
These people are so dopey, they don't even recognize how they come off to other people. Let's get to your phone calls. This officer with the encounter, and incidentally, the officer told Bill Malugan at Fox News he recorded the interaction on both his official department-issued body cam and a personal one he bought to protect himself from false allegations as the public continues to demonize police after the death of George Floyd. You understand, this is what a lot of police officers are going through every day. The garbage they put up with garbage like her, is what they go through every single day. People who are filled with hate and contempt for law enforcement. Isn't it amazing that she still hasn't been identified? How is that? I've seen videos go viral at the blink of an eye when people are treating black Americans terribly. Those people get exposed immediately. And they have, one would presume, some accountability. But apparently a black woman is attacking and harassing and vilifying a Hispanic officer like that, and she doesn't get identified? How does that work? How does that work? How about all the spate of violent attacks on Asians in New York and almost always at the hands of black criminals, not being identified and no accountability and no what is going on? And I hope this isn't a bridge too far, but speaking of not identifying somebody, it has been reported that the law enforcement officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt on January 6th at the Capitol is black. I don't know if that matters. One wonders if a black woman had been shot, an unarmed black woman climbing through a window had been shot dead by a white officer. I wonder if that officer would be identified. Is that a reasonable question? 800-655-MIKE. Dennis, we'll start with you. Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What do you make of what you heard?
You know, I wanted to comment on the recording that was played regarding the woman in California.
Right.
First of all, I have to say that I just found that to be just totally horrendous. I mean, the vilification of the police department has just got to stop. I mean, and it's clear that that woman was intending to provoke that police officer to the point where he reacted so that she could then videotape that and then send it to the local news.
And to confirm what you're saying, Dennis, it was reported last night that this woman allegedly has a history of filing complaints and making false claims against police. Are you surprised?
Yeah, it was clear that, not at all. It was clear that that was a setup. I mean, she was prepared with her cell phone in her hand, and she was just ready to do whatever she could to vilify that police officer. And I'll tell you what. I have to hand it to that guy. He remained cool and
absolutely
calm throughout.
Absolutely.
Composed,
restrained. I mean, it was pretty remarkable the way he interacted with her. Thank you, sir. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Here's Paul. Hey, Paul, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hey.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
I'm a former police officer, and, you know, I look at this thing, and I see an end game in this, and that's basically, I believe, that they're demonizing the police to the point where they want them to quit so they can come in with their big solution of, oh, we're going to better train, better pay, we're going to have a federal police force, and basically it's going to end up being the brown shirts to complete the takeover.
I don't think that's a crazy theory anymore. I would have. There was a time when I would have thought that was nuts, but hey, I'm not sure I could even disagree. There is an effort to demoralize police officers in this country. You know, I am all about having real conversations about race relations and discrimination and bigotry. Not for nothing, Derek Chauvin was convicted of everything. They threw the book at him. And he'll pay the price for the rest of his life, as he should. Does that matter to people like this horrible woman? John, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Hi, John.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Thank you so much for what you do. I really appreciate it. As a retired New York City police officer myself,
God bless
that
you.
Officer deserves to be rewarded significantly by his peers. For his composure, without a doubt. And I don't understand how she doesn't get charged with some sort of harassment for what she's saying. I mean, it's borderline harassment.
John, there's all these hate crime charges and all this hate speech
exactly.
charges thrown around. Is she guilty of hate speech?
The way she said Mexican was so slanderous. It was unbelievable. And another thing, two things, I should say. What are you going to kill my son? She said, "You're going to kill my son, murder my son."
You're a murderer.
Doing that in front of her son in the back seat. If he's in the back seat, she's mentioned my son, so I'm assuming that he was in the car. And then she said she's a teacher. How embarrassing that is! Whoever is employing her, that lady should be fired. Because if that was a conservative saying something about Black Lives Matter, they'd be fired in an instant.
In a heartbeat.
And this is what's wrong with America.
I know.
There's two sides,
I know.
And we're all on the right side, but the wrong side, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I know. I mean, listen, there was a time when it was honorable to stand up for law enforcement, defend the military, defend the rule of law, and the left has turned it upside down, John. Now you're the bad guys.
I know. And let me tell you something. In all the cars, we're burying a New York City highway guy today on Long Island.
I know.
We had a Black Lives Matter person go on a rant and rave for an hour and a half. an hour and 20 minutes on, and she said she's gonna she would take out a police officer. And lo and behold, God rest this man's soul, he's leaving behind a wife and two kids. And his funeral today, there'll be tens of thousands of patriots that are not even police officers, but back to police officers in New York City.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something, I'll never, Mike, I pull over, I slow down when I see a highway guy that has a car, because you never know. I'm there to back those guys up, even though I'm retired. I'll back up.
God bless you.
Store guy, if I hear something.
I hear you. John, thank you. God bless you for your dedication, your service, John. It's beyond infuriating. But what's good about this is instructive. Just like the video of Derek Chauvin's knee on George Floyd's neck was instructive and important, and it made all the difference, this kind of video makes a lot of difference, too. This kind of reveal shows what police are up against. And I'm telling you, I believe this with all of my heart. The pushback, the backlash, ordinary, normal, God-fearing, tax-paying, law-abiding citizens are about fed up to hear with the antics of the left and the nonsense, the garbage that we're having to endure. I'm telling you, I feel good about our chances. I feel good about taking our country back. And, you know, I say that's an expression, country hadn't gone anywhere. We're here. You're there, John. We got millions and millions of us. And remember, I say it all the time, there's more of us than there are of them. There are more of us that believe in the rule of law than those who believe in anarchy and violence and bail reform and springing people loose who've committed acts of violence and hate and mayhem. Race in America, it's such an important issue, and we got to get it right, and we're trying. Sometimes we fail, often we fail. I had a great opportunity earlier to speak with Shelby Steele, who is a black American, a profound voice on race relations in America. He and his son with a movie and great information. My conversation with Shelby Steele coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Brought to you in part today by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
Welcome to the socialist states of America, my friend. Government tells you what you can and can't do. And yeah, you might be able to get an education online, but what if you want a job where you have to go to that job? They won't hire you because you don't have the vaccine.
Mike, I was calling in because this woman who's yelling at the cop and calling him slanderous names, my comment is that it's language. They've been trying to destroy language. You were just talking about us being right, and they're calling us wrong. Well, no, even they call us right, and you know what that means? They know that they're wrong.
I'm Hispanic. I am very proud of that officer. Kudos to him. And that racist lady who is in the list, she's in the file of Como. She's exactly who she thinks. She thinks she's smart just because she's a teacher. I am sorry. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah, I'm a teacher, so there, wow, you're a miserable human being is what you are, and I feel so sorry for her children and how those kids are going to, how do you think that son's going to be raised? What do you think that son's going to think of police officers for the rest of his life? And incidentally, John, the caller, the retired law enforcement, mentioned the funeral today of the New York City police officer from Long Island. He was killed after being struck by an alleged drunk driver. Anastasio Sakos, don't worry, Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund, will help that family. I don't mean to say don't worry, but my heart is broken for that family and for every. You know how many officers have been killed already in the line of duty this year? Does that matter? Any rallies for them? Any marches for them? We are at a scary high level of police officers, and race is part of this conversation. I had a chance to talk to Shelby Steele. He and his son putting together a video that real important. What Killed Michael Brown? Documentary written and narrated by Shelby Steele, directed by his filmmaker son. Shelby Steele is a conservative author, columnist, documentary filmmaker. Had a chance to talk to him earlier in the week. I wanted to share some of my conversation with Shelby Steele with you. I want to go to the movie What Killed Michael Brown. I know you're very proud of it. You got to be very, very proud of Eli. This is a remarkable exploration into one of the greatest lies that was ever perpetuated upon the American people, and that is that claims circulated that Michael Brown had been holding his hands up and yelling, "Don't shoot," at the time of his death. Turns out, the narrative completely fell apart, and eventually Obama's own Justice Department concluded that the police officer, Darren Wilson, shot Michael Brown in self-defense after Brown attacked him and reached for his gun. But ultimately, to this day, I guarantee you, there are millions of Americans who don't know that that's what happened.
That's absolutely right. There are. But it's an example of what we call, poetic truth. It is a narrative, a storyline that you develop that brings you power. And so the poetic truth of Michael Brown is that he was a victim shot by a racist white cop, because racism is still systemic in American life. And that white America owes black America all sorts of things. You can sum up by saying reparations of one kind or another. So it's a version, a poetic truth where you use poetic license to fudge things, change things around to support the idea that blacks are still victims and deserve all sorts of special. That becomes our source of power. Rather than invent something or do well in business or conquer this, we come up with a poetic truth that uses our victimization as a way to get things in American life.
Right.
Our victimization is what makes us powerful, not our creativity, not other things. And so Michael Brown, George Floyd, all of these, Trayvon Martin, all of these instances are really, really come down to being power grabs.
Yeah.
They all support this idea that racism is systemic. It isn't. There is not systemic racism in America. But you're right to say, look how many Americans buy into this and believe this, even when the facts just stare them at. Michael Brown precipitated his own death. He attacked the policeman. He hit him in the face with his fist. He wrestled him in his car for the gun. Michael Brown was 300-pound, 18-year-old teenager. So finally, he runs away, he runs back. Finally, in self-defense, the policeman fires his gun and shoots him.
And that got conflated into that. There was a narrative that emerged from that was so wrong. It was as wrong as what we saw last week in Columbus, Ohio, Shelby. We watched a police officer save a young girl's life. We watched an officer literally prevent a human being from being stabbed by a raging, frankly, disturbed, violent young woman who was wildly trying to plunge a knife into people. And even when people saw the video, they condemned that officer, Shelby.
Yeah. They think that's where their power is, in the white racism. A poetic truth that he was a racist and the girl he killed is a victim. She was a perpetrator. She was about to commit murder.
Right.
As you say, it's absurd. You don't see what you see.
I was really, really grateful for that an extensive conversation I had with Shelby Steele. The entire conversation, if you want to hear the whole thing, is available on our podcast. You can get the Backstage Pass, the Mike Gallagher Show Backstage Pass. Go to MikeOnline.com, subscribe to our podcast. You get the podcast anywhere podcasts are available. A whole lot of one-on-one extensive dialogues I've had with compelling people like Shelby Steele. That's available at go to MikeOnline.com to get the podcast and check out my lengthy conversation with the great Shelby Steele. Also, that movie, What Killed Michael Brown, this documentary film, it's available at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Thanks so much for spending part of your Tuesday with us. Let's do it again tomorrow, shall we? Have a great day. Be safe and keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.